With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council took the show on the road, holding the last meeting in January at the Brooklyn Community Hall. A large number of residents came out to voice their support during the public comment section for building an indoor pool instead of the outdoor pool currently in the planning stages. The proposal was made to take the money donated by an anonymous benefactor and combine it with the money the municipality has earmarked for the construction of a new library. The proponents expected that would account for almost $6 million. The group would like to see the province and federal governments each contribute matching funding to bring the total amount to $18 million and build the new library and pool at Queen's Place. At this point, there is no formal plan or budget to determine if $18 million is even enough to get the desired outcome. I'll have more on this story in the coming days. Once the meeting commenced, there were two recommendations for council to consider. First, council approved a $236,000 grant to the Liverpool Curling Club for the installation of solar panels and the construction of an accessible entrance. The cost of the grant will be covered by a recent donation made to the region by the J&W Murphy Foundation for the purpose of directing it towards civic improvement projects. Mayor Darlene Norman says the club has invested approximately $750,000 in upgrades over the past year without any ask for the region. Considering the community benefit the club brings for events extending far beyond curling, council was glad to provide them with the help they've requested.
The curling club has proven their ability to move forward on their projects. They're a very successful, dedicated, hard group of workers. And of the many projects that are within Queens County, this place has a definite positive impact on our Main Street Liverpool. You know, it's a 3-minute walk from there. This is the type of thing that we can support at no burden to the taxpayer and at the same time be helping that Main Street area as well as social, physical forwardness from our people.
Council also approved the second recommendation to install a new uninterruptible power supply, or UPS, in the Liverpool Business Development Center, home to the area's largest call center. The new unit will replace one that has been in operation for 20 years but has reached its end of life. Council awarded a tender to Universal Power Solutions to install the new UPS at a cost of $115,000 plus HST. Council then heard an update from Public Works detailing the projects they're currently involved in across the municipality before turning their discussion once again to the subject of a pool. Deputy Mayor Jack Fancy spoke as a member of the pool committee to ask council review the recommendations previously brought forward by the committee. The committee has proposed a site at Queen's Place, the use of solar power, a pool design that features a gradually sloped entrance or zero entry accessible side and six lanes, and they're asking to be able to apply for grants on the region's behalf to secure more outside funding. The committee's recommendations will come before council at a future meeting for discussion and a vote. Council will return to chambers for the next meeting to be held on Valentine's Day, February 14th, beginning at 9 a.m. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.